How y'all doing this evening? Good, good. I was going to tell you, I'm not going to keep y'all long. I'm going to prove it. Come on. We're going to come on down early. Turn your Bibles. Thank you, brothers, for helping us this afternoon, and leading us in our devotion. If you would, turn your Bibles to Exodus, the 14th chapter. And I don't guess, my grandma used to say, I don't reckon I'll get through all of this today, not the whole chapter. Maybe we will, but I want to really just take a chance to dive into a familiar passage of Scripture, which is Exodus 14. We know the story of the children of Israel. We know the story of Moses. We know what Moses did for the children of Israel. We understand the journey that they took. We celebrate what he did, when God separated the Red Sea and allowed the children of Israel to walk through. But I think when we look at the passage of Scripture and we really study and get into the Scripture, we can really marvel at what God does and who God is. But we also can pull out a few practical points for us as we go into the week. You know, I believe that Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon worship is really designed, one, to give those who hadn't had the opportunity to worship to come and do that. The other piece is to really give those who are coming for the second time a little boost in the arm to get through the week. It's just a little shot in the arm. And I believe when we look through this passage of Scripture, if we look through it carefully, we'll get a little bit of a boost. We want to start at verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Tell the Israelites to turn back to Pi Hahiroth and the camp between Migdol and the Red Sea. Camp across from Bel Zephon on the shore of the sea. The king will think the Israelites are lost, trapped by the desert. I will make the king stubborn again, so he will chase after them, but I will defeat the king and his army. This will bring honor to me, and the Egyptians will know that I am Lord.' The Israelites did just what they were told." Let's just look at this first five pieces of Scripture. The Bible says that God told Moses to make the children of Israelites look like they were confused. I think sometimes it's amazing how God worked. You know, when we think about the children of Israel and we think about the opening of the Red Sea, I think sometimes we forget that God set all that up. He set it all up. See, when Moses went and got the children of Israel from Egypt and they began to leave, Pharaoh did not have any intention on following them. Y'all following that? Pharaoh did not say, "I'm going to let the children of Israel go," and then he thought to himself, "Let me go follow them and get them back." That wasn't what happened at all. Pharaoh let the children of Israel go, but God wanted to get more glory off of the situation that he had already was planning on getting. See, so God actually designed it where the children of Israel were to seem lost and seem to be wandering. And then the Bible says that God went to Pharaoh and he hardened his heart. That means he made Pharaoh upset again. And the Bible says that once he made Pharaoh upset, Pharaoh and the Egyptians begin to ask themselves, "What did we just do? Why in the world did we just let the children of Israel go?" And as a result, they said, "Let's go get them back." Isn't that interesting? I think it's very interesting because sometimes you and I find ourselves in what seems to be situations where we're just going in circles. It seems to be like no matter what we do, we just can't find our destination. It seems to be that regardless of what happened previously, it seems like we just got out of a good, blessed situation. God just released us from something only to put us in a place where will be lost again. And sometimes when we are in that situation, we begin to doubt God, just like the children of Israel. And we begin to question what God is doing, never really understanding or never really realizing that sometimes God puts you in a whirlwind. God puts you in a situation where you need or you look to be or even feel like you are confused just so the enemy to come after you. And that don't make us feel good at all. We never want to believe that God allows the enemy to come after us. I told you last week that God, that there's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. Right. But that doesn't mean the weapon wasn't made. That doesn't even mean the weapon won't be used against you. It just won't work. See, so what happens sometimes is that God puts us in situations where we are lost or seeming to be lost just so somebody who was watching us will start coming after you. And God says, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh. And then he says, but what I'm going to do is, I will make the king stubborn again, so he will chase after them. But I will defeat the king and his army. And this will bring honor to me, and the Egyptians will know that I am God. Isn't that amazing? That God decided. I walk down. Now, God had already done some miraculous things. But the problem, what it seems to happen, what the problem was is that even though God had shown Pharaoh signs, and even though God had released his children from Egypt, it must have been a disconnect between Pharaoh and releasing him and him really seeing God for who he was. See, Pharaoh released the children of Israel, but he still didn't believe that God was God. So God had to do something else so that him and all of his people will know that he was God. Amazing. So when you find yourself in a difficult situation, when you find yourself wondering, or what seems to be wondering to the outside looking in, that wandering in the wilderness, be careful. Just wait a minute. Because God could be sending somebody after you. Oh, I know we hate this. God could be sending somebody after you just so they can try to attack you. And he can whoop them real good. And then let everybody know that I'm God. We think that every time somebody comes after us, that God has nothing to do with it. Have you ever felt like you was running from something? Somebody came after you. You was just running and didn't know what was going on. And then, that's God. If you keep on reading through the passage, I'm about to let you go. If you keep on reading through the passage, the Bible says that they began to travel, and the Israelites looked at Moses and said, what have you done? What have you done? See, so the first point is that sometimes God sends things after you for the people to know, or your enemy to know, that he is God. Second point is, sometimes God sends you in the wilderness to remind you that he is God. See, the Bible says that the Israelites looked at Moses and they said to him, why did you bring us out here? Were there no graves in Egypt? It would have been better for us to worship and to work and serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. And then Moses says something that I love. He says in verse 13, don't be afraid. Stand still, and you will see the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again after today. Now, this had to be rough. Verses and come up with some amazing things. But the Egyptians are hot on the Israelites' trail. do what God said for them to do, they'd have missed their blessing.
Amen.
See, can't you imagine those Egyptians standing at the Red Sea? The Bible said, it's too much. Mm-hmm. But the Bible said he put a cloud in between. And it was night all day for them, for the Israelites. And they but I don't even want to get to that. I won't even go there. Sometimes I wake up in the morning time and I check my email.
Carol, this.